Welcome to the Life Lab Notes first ever audio advent calendar, featuring Christmas traditions from around the world and through the ages. There may be a few recipes and holiday stress management tips thrown in, and maybe a reindeer. Probably not a reindeer. December 21st, 2015. 9 hours and 53 minutes is how long the sun will have been above the horizon today, and from now on, it will stay out a bit longer every day. Happy winter solstice, everyone! Well, actually, happy December solstice. Because of the Earth's jaunty tilt on its axis, we have seasons. In the Northern Hemisphere, we're putting on parkas and mittens because it's winter. In the Southern Hemisphere, it's all bikinis and wide-brimmed hats. Their winter solstice is in June. The December solstice is actually a moment in time, the precise moment when the Northern Hemisphere is tilted the farthest away from the sun, and this moment occurs, obviously, simultaneously everywhere on Earth. In the U.S., it happens at 11:48 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. In Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia, it will be there Tuesday at the solstice moment. Way back as far as the Neolithic and Bronze Age, we have evidence that astronomical events were important signals to guide the planting of seeds, the monitoring of winter food reserves, the mating of animals. The 3 months after winter solstice were called famine months, and the solstice was the last big feast before the deep winter began. The pagan Scandinavian and Germanic people of Northern Europe celebrated a 12-day midwinter, or solstice, called Yule. Drinking Yule was a solemn ritual in which sacrifices were given to gods to ask for blessings on the crops of the coming year. The Romans worshipped Sol Invictus, unconquered sun, from about the 3rd century, and in the 12th century, this annotation was noted in a manuscript by a Syrian bishop of the Orthodox Church. It was a custom of the pagans to celebrate on the same 25th of December, the birthday of the sun, at which they kindled lights in token of festivity. In these solemnities and revelries, the Christians also took part. Accordingly, when the doctors of the church perceived that the Christians had a leaning to this festival, they took counsel and resolved that the true nativity should be solemnized on that day. It should be said that there is some debate about how and why we came to celebrate Christmas when we do. And it should also be said that we still have quite a bit in common with our ancient ancestors. We still look to the stars for wishing, even though we rely upon the calendar for things like planting. We still like to celebrate and feast. We worry about the famines of body and soul. We solemnly ask, each in our own ways, for blessings or good fortune for the future. And right about now, we know we can expect more sunlight. More light is coming. The Life Lab Notes 2015 Advent Calendar was written and produced by me, Sylvie Zamora, with theme music by Phil Ward, and recorded at Shy Cat Studios. Life Lab Notes is dedicated to the pursuit of interesting and possibly helpful insights about humans and life. Whatever you celebrate, and however you celebrate it, all the best.